North Korea says again it wants direct dialogue with the United States in order to resolve the standoff over its nuclear program. The prospect of a nuclear-armed North Korea has rattled countries throughout Asia, even pacifist Japan, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Technically, Japan has no army, no navy, no military at all. The Constitution, essentially written by the U.S. after World War II, forbids it. So how then to explain this? This is the sound of Japan's self-defense forces in action during a recent training exercise. Whatever you call it, the fact is that Japan does have a well-equipped military. True, Japanese soldiers have not been tested in actual combat since World War II, but Toshiyuki Shikata, a retired general, says he's confident in their ability.
We are descendants of the samurai. So I personally believe how strong the Japan self-defense force is, high the morale of the Japanese soldiers.
Having a military is one thing, says Shikata. Using it is something else entirely. And on this, the Japanese Constitution is clear. The Japanese people, it says, forever renounce war as a sovereign right of the nation. More than 50 years since those words were written, the majority of Japanese remain strongly pacifist and proud of it.
No war! No war!
Anti-war protests like this one have become a common sight on the streets of Tokyo. A majority of Japanese, 84% according to one survey, are opposed to a U.S. invasion of Iraq. The fact is that most Japanese do not feel threatened by Iraq, but they do feel threatened by North Korea, only a few hundred miles away. A missile fired from the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, would take only 7 minutes to reach downtown Tokyo. Shingo Nishimura, a member of the Japanese Diet or Parliament, says that is a scary scenario, one that Japan can no longer afford to ignore.
North Korea has threatened to turn Tokyo into a sea of fire. There is no bigger threat than that. Given the situation, the government of Japan is obligated to protect our country and our people.
Derek Mitchell, a senior fellow with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says pacifist Japan is clearly looking for new ways to counter the North Korean threat.
I think the initial reaction towards a missile test and towards this missile threat from North Korea has been and will be acceleration of research and development with the United States of missile defense. That might not be enough, though, and I'm not sure they will feel comfortable entirely with remaining simply under the umbrella of the United States. They may seek to have their own capabilities so they can take care of their own defense.
Later this month, in fact, Japan will launch two spy satellites. No longer will it need to rely on the U.S. to know what North Korea is up to. A growing number of Japanese want to revise their country's peace constitution, and a few people here say that if North Korea goes nuclear, so too should Japan. But there's little popular support for such a drastic move. More than half a century after the U.S. dropped nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan still suffers from what people here call kaku arurugi, or nuclear allergy. When it comes to the horrors of nuclear war, Japan speaks with a unique moral authority, an authority the country would lose should it choose to develop the bomb. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.